Today on Rappler. President Marcos says a Filipino serviceman's death due to a foreign attack will trigger the Mutual Defense Treaty with the United States. Justice Secretary Boying Remulla orders a probe into Pantaleon Alvarez, who called on the military to abandon the president. President Marcos tells the media asking about the recovery of the Marcos's ill-gotten wealth, talk to the lawyers. Israel's military chief says the country would respond to Iran's weekend missile and drone attack. And the armorer for the movie Rust is sentenced to 18 months in prison for the involuntary manslaughter of a cinematographer. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. says a Filipino serviceman's death in an attack by a foreign power would trigger the Philippines' mutual defense treaty with the United States.
I think Secretary Austin explained it very well. If any Filipino serviceman is killed by an attack from any foreign power, then that is time to invoke the mutual defense treaty.
Philippine and U.S. officials have long been pressed on the specifics of the mutual defense treaty, which was signed in 1951. American officials previously refused to go into specifics, only reaffirming that the treaty extends to both countries' armed forces, public vessels, and aircraft anywhere in the Pacific, including the South China Sea. In March, several soldiers were injured and a resupply vessel was damaged in the Ayungan Shoal because of China's water cannons. Marcos insisted then such actions by China would not invoke the MDT. Justice Secretary Boying Remulla orders an investigation into Davao del Norte Representative Pantaleon Alvarez, who called on the military to abandon President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Remulla says the probe will determine, quote, whether it has risen to the level of sedition, inciting to sedition, or even rebellion. On Sunday, April 14, Alvarez said that Marcos's position in the West Philippine Sea is making us go to war with the world superpower, China. Alvarez added, that war will kill us all Filipinos, especially our soldiers. Several experts say asserting the country's rights in the West Philippine Sea will not lead to war with China. The military was quick to affirm its loyalty to Marcos. AFP Chief of Staff General Romeo Bronner Jr. said the armed forces will follow the chain of command. Will the Philippines fight to get back the Marcos's ill-gotten wealth amounting to $3.3 million in New York? Asked about the Arelma case in a journalists' forum, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. told the media to talk to his lawyers instead. In 2009, the Sandigan Bayan found that the Arelma assets constituted ill-gotten wealth and forfeited it to the government. The Supreme Court upheld it in 2012 and 2014. The assets are in New York and would need separate litigation to obtain it.
Now that you are the president representing the Philippine government with the Solicitor General and the PCGG under you, which side will you represent, Mr. President?
I really haven't looked at it in years, and I would advise you to talk to the lawyers that are handling it.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, April 15, summons his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours to weigh a response to Iran's weekend missile and drone attack. Israel's military chief of staff Herzi Halevi says the country would respond but did not provide details. Israel remains on high alert, but authorities lifted some emergency measures, which includes a ban on some school activities and limits on large gatherings. The prospect of Israeli retaliation has alarmed many Iranians already enduring economic pain and tighter social and political controls. Iran's retaliation comes after a suspected Israeli strike on its embassy compound in Syria on April 1 killed top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commanders. While the missile and drone attack caused no deaths and limited damage, it increased the fears of open warfare between the longtime foes. Weapons handler for the movie Rust, Hannah Gutierrez, is sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hutchins was shot when actor Alec Baldwin was handling a gun during the film's production in 2021. In March, Gutierrez, 27, was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for mistakenly loading a live round into the revolver Baldwin used. The judge tells Gutierrez as the sentence was handed down, "You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon." Baldwin's trial is set for July 10 for involuntary manslaughter. The 30 Rock actor denies pulling the trigger, but the FBI and a firearms expert say the gun would not fire without the trigger depressed. Hutchins' death caused productions to stop using real firearms and blank ammunition, but many are using them again because of the realistic effects they produce. And that's today's wrap. I'm Nina Liu. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.